Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. In the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In Palestine during Jesus' time, it was not unusual for them to have an area in the marketplace where people would hang out, day laborers. At this time of year in the fall, when the crops were coming in, especially in the vineyards, it was so important for them to get the crops in before the rains would come or it would spoil all the grapes. So you have your hired hands, and then you have to go out and you have to look for other people to work while you're hurrying to get all the stuff in so that it doesn't spoil. So the landowner goes out and he hires somebody at the beginning of the day, and they contract with him for a denarius for a day's work, and they go out into the fields. Well, reading the weather or what have you, knowing that they have to work a little faster and they need more hands, he goes out to that area again in the marketplace and looks for more workers. And he does this throughout the day. Well, this wonderful story that Jesus tells isn't upsetting to anybody at this point because they're all used to what goes on in the marketplace and how they bring in the crops and how they hire people and on until he gets to the part where they're all paid. And those who worked 1 hour got the same pay as those who worked all day. How unfair that was. Jesus was a wonderful storyteller. He knew how to capture people's attention, and he knew how to make a point, and he knew how to teach them about God, because that was what he was all about. He was there, and he had come among us to teach us about God. Basically, his audience right there were his disciples, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and other people who were listening to him teach. And so there was a message in here for all of them, starting with the disciples. Basically, what he was saying to them is, even though you have been following me and you've been with me from the very beginning, the reality is you're not any better than anybody else. There is no hierarchy here. There isn't. And he says to each of us that I love you all. I love you regardless of whether you came to love me as a 5-year-old or as a 75-year-old, or whether you came to only know me in your deathbed. I love each and every one of you. Because that's how God is. As outrageous as that might seem, that's how God is. You know, we have a lot of people around it. There's an area in Long Branch, there's an area in Manasquan, there's one in Freehold, large areas that I've seen firsthand that are like those marketplace places. We call them muster zones, you could call them a recruitment agency, you can call them whatever it is you want, but there are people there that are needing of work. In our present-day society, many of them don't have the documents for them to be able to get legal work. And those workers who were in that marketplace on that day, in that recruitment zone, just like the ones that are in Long Branch and Freehold and Manasquan and wherever, those people were considered the lowest of the low in society back in Jesus' day. And some of what they are now, they live in the shadows. They live in the shadows. We would think that maybe the servants and the slaves in the household would be the lowest of the low, but in that society, these workers were the lowest of the low. Because slaves and servants, at least they ate off of what it was that was left over from the household. But these workers, they depended on that day's work for them to be able to go home and be with their families and provide a meal and shelter and what have you. So this also shows us about God's compassion. His compassion for those who are in need, giving them a day's wage, that denarius, just a day's wage, just enough for that day. An echo of what we hear in the Exodus message about the manna. It was only enough for a day. You couldn't save it up. If you saved it up, it went bad. It spoiled. So God gave them exactly what it was that they needed for the day. God has compassion for those who need it, those who are the most needy, those who are the most desperate. The other thing we learn from this is that God's justice is not like our justice. Those complainers, hey, I worked 10 hours. They got a denarius. They worked 1 hour. I should get 10 denarius. I've been working all day. But that's not how God works. That's not how God works. We rail because it's our justice that we're relating to, not God's justice. You know, we all have different ways in which our time and our energy is recruited from us. There's recruitment centers, muster zones, whatever you want to call them. But there are things in society today that draw us, make us spend our time and our energy. And not all of them are life-giving. I'm thinking of the internet, radio, TV, whatever it may be. Not all of it is life-giving. There are things that draw us, they're tantalizing. But God says that there is something even greater, something that we should set our sights on, set our hearts on, set our hands and feet to, and that is God's work. This is an awesome God that we serve, an absolutely awesome God. Last week, if you were here and you attended the ministry fair, when we were in church, you saw the children come forward and they came out from their Sunday school and they were wearing their hats. I work for God. We had them on the tables. We all are working for God. Whether you realize it or not, we are all working for God. Where do you want to spend your time? Where do you want to spend your energy? Just here in this hour and 15 minutes a week? We have recruitment as well. We have recruitment for outreach ministries, doing God's work out there in the world, because that's what we're called to do. We have recruitment for a little bit of time on Sunday to spend in adult education, going deeper into scriptures and having holy conversations with each other. And I'm not talking holy like woo-hoo. I'm talking holy about our lives, because our lives are part of what we give to God. And God interacts with all of us each and every day. And sharing that with each other is a way of building each other up. We have recruitment coming on as well on Tuesday nights. We're meeting over at the rectory at 7 o'clock to see a video and to talk, ponder, be with each other, and have more holy conversations. But it's a matter of what is it that you give your life to? What is it that you give your time to? And what are you expecting in return? God does not reward us. He blesses us. Rewards are things that we look at that are, you know, enumerated. We can see it, you know. God blesses us. It may not be a fancy house or a fancy car or a big job or whatever like that. He blesses us. He blesses us with each other, with our relationships with each other. He blesses us with opportunities to be out there in the world bringing his love and compassion and care to those who are less fortunate. So this lesson that we have for this morning, although it sounds like it's an ancient lesson because it's about landowners and denarius and whatever, it's relevant. It's about us. It's about us. And so I say to you, ask not what God can do for you. Ask what you can do for God.